Aid groups are appealing for more money to help the more than 12 million people affected by drought and famine in the Horn of Africa. Lydia O'Kane reports.
The situation affecting the Horn of Africa has been called the worst drought in 60 years. The United Nations warns that 750,000 people could starve to death over the next 4 months in Somalia alone without immediate assistance. Aid agencies are now in a race against time to help those affected by the drought and famine and are appealing for more funds so they can continue their vital work. Already 10 million people are thought to be affected in areas of Somalia, Ethiopia, Djibouti and Kenya. A UN program is giving food vouchers or cash transfers of about $100 to nearly 15,000 families in Somalia. Marixi Mercado of the UN Children's Agency says the vouchers will help Somalis access whatever food is available.
The hope is that by linking these cash transfers with blanket supplementary feeding, which we're doing to try to reach 200,000 families, we can at once save lives and provide a much-needed safety net for those most vulnerable families. Right now, we have reached 15,000 families so far in Lower and Middle Juba, as well as Lower Shabelle, and we're working to reach an additional 40,000 families in other famine-affected areas.
As the misery continues in Somalia for people, the security situation also remains tense in the war-torn country. The World Health Organization says 36 people were killed and 190 wounded during clashes in central Somalia earlier this month. And the African Union is calling on world powers to take advantage of a retreat by Somalia's Al-Shabaab rebels and step up efforts to defeat them by backing government troops and imposing a no-fly zone and a sea blockade. I'm Lydia O'Kane.